Well, I don't have sunglasses on, but I do got my visor down. I'm driving right into it. I'm on 16-mile road here. And yeah, I can't remember having to have the visor down on the drive-in. It's been a while. So here we are. And that's a good point, Wally. It's the cost of ownership long-term. And I don't know if I'm going to get back into the leasing game next time, or that's all I used to do since about 2000 until this just my last car. I like everything about this car. I should probably reconsider. I thought the cabin was noisy, but I was checking it out yesterday, and it's really not. I got some rattles and stuff when the sound. I got a subwoofer in my car, and when it hits, it rattles a lot of things. I suppose I could figure out and tame those down if I wanted to. I did buy that one, and I got the 7-year bumper-to-bumper Ford warranty with it, so I don't know. I opened the door the other day, and I saw a little bit of rust along the lower inside edge where there was a folded-over seam. I'm like, really? You know, this car has not got 30,000 miles on it, so like 25,000 miles on it. I've got some rust showing up on the bottom edge of the door. It's like, pissed me off. Probably get it taken care of real easy and it won't be an issue, but still, you know, when I saw that, I kind of freaked out. Anthony?
Nobody likes rust. I understand completely. I got my wife's car is a Explorer, and it's starting to get a little bit of rust on it, but it's low miles, and it runs great, so we're not doing anything about it, but it drives me nuts, so I totally understand. But I just pulled up at the office here. I will catch up with you guys a little later. This is KE8RUH. Everybody have a great day.